The Outsiders.
You know what? You got spunk.
The Outsiders.
Well,
I hate spunk.
You're listening to Globule Radio, 90.5 FM, The Outsiders Show, Take Me to the Beach special. I've pre-mixed a tropical soundtrack for today's show because I'm throwing in the towel. I've had enough. I want to get out of here. I need to go to the beach. As soon as somebody tells me I can't do something, I want it even more. We're only allowed within 100 Ks of our homes now. Okay, so now I really want to go to the beach and it's all I can think about. Well, let's just play some tropical beach vibes and pretend that we're there instead. How about that? And today on the show, I've even got Marie Morgan, who's been living on a sailboat sailing around Asia somewhere. I don't even know where. She is my friend and colleague, and her podcast on Globule Radio is called Un Monde Sans Hiver, A World Without Winter. Well, that sounds like exactly what we need, and it's going to be playing at 3 p.m. today. I'm going to talk to her what it's like living on the boat, and maybe she can describe some of the beautiful beaches we'd rather be at. Also on the show today, we have Magali Bourrel-Jones from CHX Immobilier, as well as your coronavirus update in general. I wanted to speak to her about how COVID-19 pandemic has affected the local property market. So she'll be on a little bit later as well. But the key element here is that I take you to the beach with these tropical jams.
I don't care what they think about me. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think if you're leaving. I'm gonna beg you to stay. I don't care if they start to avoid me. I don't care what they do. I don't care about the
the people.
The Outsiders, Take Me to the Beach special with DJ Kenzie. Club Your Radio 90.5 FM, Take Me to the Beach, Tropical Vibes Session, premixed by me, DJ Kenzie. I'm Kirsteen McKenzie. Maya Taverner is back next week. Yes, lock it in, guys. Next Sunday, it's time to get down to reality. Deconfinement finally arrived. It brought with it some rain, though, last week. This past weekend, sunshine came back, and so did some tourists, potentially. It's hard to say. I live by the Agui, and it was fairly packed this weekend. Lots of people, of course, many, many less than peak tourist season. Regardless, the Agui de Midi and Montenvert train are back open and will be open each weekend for the foreseeable future. Strict measures are in place, however, including wearing a mask in confined spaces, temperature checks, and respecting the perimeter markings that they've put inside the cabins to limit the risk of contagion. Strict rules are also applied to other mountain air sports like trail running and hiking. There's actually a 100-page guide that's been published on the Ministry of Sports website if you're interested in reading it. But we all know the barrier gestures at this point. Peeps, 1.5 meters between you and everybody else, at least two hikers on foot, runners, whatever it is, climbers. Let's keep a little bit of distance, taking care to wear masks where possible and relevant. And 10 people is the group size tolerated. So, you know, stick within those measures and hopefully we can stay deconfined if there's no second wave. My least favorite rule, and doesn't make a lot of sense to me, is that cyclists and mountain bikers have to have 10 meters between each rider. So I think that's 4 meters in front, 4 meters in back. But if it's 10 meters literally from the back to the next, that's a little bit crazy. The guides of the valley have also been given the all clear to return to work, according to a press release from the prefecture of Haute-Savoie. They can take clients on glacier hikes, ski touring, via ferrata, canyoning, and even climbing, while respecting the same constraints as everybody else, of course. And the guide bureau has been open this past weekend. It's opening just on the weekends, I think. And another bit of news, just as I sat down to record this podcast, the social club, Chamonix Social Club, is shutting down, discontinuing. So that's a bit of sad news for local DJs and party goers. As you might know, I used to DJ there every Saturday night. So that's going to be a change to the cultural scene here in Chamonix Mont Blanc. No more Chamonix Social Club. We wish Layla all the best in her next adventures. And of course, the pity Social in Le Prat remains open, and even now they're still doing some takeaway things there, and you can go in and get your coffees and whatnot. So yeah, another way you can support her business is the Chamonix Social Club website. She's got t-shirts, bags, and things like that, just a bit of merch, you know, get merchy. Time to get back to the beach though. I think, you know, imagine yourself lying down, tropical, let's say Maldives, white sand, beach. Maybe you've got a Chamonix Social Clubber hat on, keeping the sun from blinding you while you listen to those waves lapping in the distance. And roll the tropical house.
Thank you.
the only place within 100 kilometers. The Take Me to the Beach special on Global Radio, mixed by Kirsten McKenzie, aka DJ Kenzie. You're listening to Global Radio, The Outsiders Show with Kirsten. While Maya is on maternity leave, I've been left to my own devices. And now I'm broadcasting, well, I'm recording an interview here from CHX Immobiliers in Chamonix, Rue de Moulin area, in their bureau. Looks like business is kind of back rolling. We've got the new updated ads in the windows. The printer's been churning. There's calls coming in, and I'm sitting here opposite Magali Bruel-Jones. She's a local real estate expert, really. She's been in the property market here for over 15 years. Hi, Magali. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Kirsten.
So I wanted to have you in and giving us a perspective about how things might have changed due to, of course, the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19. It's really changed the world as well as the local property market. Before we get into that, tell us, how was your confinement? How's things been since you've been back at work, and how were things at home?
Well, the good thing is my husband and my two children are still alive, so it's all good. We spend the quality time all together. And it's good now that the biggest one, the oldest one, is at school in Argentière Montessori. And now we can go back to work.
That's incredible. The Montessori, how is that working? Because that's kind of a school that's tucked away in the forest, really. What size is the class?
Well, it's good because they are small classes with only a few children, and they've been able to handle all the hygiene rule, and the children are working inside in the morning, and in the afternoon they are going to forest school and they are exploring the area.
I'm going to call them. I want a forest school. I need to go to forest school. I'd definitely rather be in the forest. Although today's show is all about rather being at the beach. Where was the last beach you went to?
Well, it was last year we went to Tenerife in the Canaries. It was the last family, the three of us, and before the latest baby came.
Aha. Uh-huh. Whose name is?
Oh, Marceau.
Okay, so Marceau and Abigail, your two kids. Let's play a song for them before we talk about the property market in Chamonix on Global Radio and how it's changed due to COVID-19. I'll let you, Magali, request a nice beachy song for your kids.
Oh, well, why not Jason Mraz? I'm yours.
And so you are. This is the Necreus Tropical Remix.
Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me, but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. Thank you.
was just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I've been saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky.
Outsiders, Take Me to the Beach special.
That was Jason Mraz on Globule Radio 90.5 FM, The Outsiders Show, with Kirstine and now also Magali Bruel-Jones of CHX Immobilier. I'm in her offices, in her bureau, and we're talking property in Chamonix, the property market. Now, she's been in the real estate, or I suppose property business, for over 15 years. What's your background exactly? Let you take the mic and tell me.
I've started with working for Chalet Builder, a well-renowned Chalet Builder in the Valley, Gros et Jeannin, for 6 years. And then I moved to the real estate agency market more than 10 years ago then, and I've opened my own agency in Rue des Moulins in 2014.
In terms of the real estate market, even before COVID-19 hit, or the pandemic started this year in 2020, let's take it back to, say, you opened in 2014. So from 2014 to, say, 2018, what do you think the evolution of the market has been like here in Chamonix?
So in Chamonix, we are pretty lucky because it's kind of a niche. We've got a really dynamic market with a lot of people who want to invest or buy a property in the valley. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of space in the valley and only a few properties for sale. So it's always more people who want to buy than people who want to sell.
And what about the rental market? Are you doing rentals here?
We don't do rental, but there's a lot of there's a big market for holiday rental. And unfortunately, it's more difficult for local people to find properties to rent all year long, because it's more interesting for investors to rent on a short term.
Yes, we've all seen that, and we've seen it lighting up on Facebook as well in the comments sections.
Yes.
We all know about that. Let's now bring it up to date. Fast forward to the present day, or I suppose the present year. In February, things really changed, and in March, France hit a lockdown confinement period. How did that affect your business?
Well, first, it was a really big surprise to something we would not expect at all in a career. And on a professional point of view, we didn't know at first what would happen. And soon we realized that people were really scared of the uncertainty coming. And a few people decided to stop their purchase. Not much, though. And for others, we've spent a few weeks waiting, all the beginning of lockdown. Nothing much happened, but quickly people started contacting us, even during lockdown, to find out more about some properties and to potentially plan visits for later.
It's interesting because people would have been confined, you know, maybe in an apartment. Like you said, it's difficult to have space in Chamonix, and it could have been quite a reflective time where they thought, I need a bigger property. Has business inquiries increased, at least, maybe a boost in those?
It doesn't increase, but we still had a decent amount of requests. We also had requests from people saying, look, because of this situation, we know that there's going to be some difficulties for some owners. So if there's opportunities, please call us so we can catch them. And also, we still had inquiries about people from abroad, which is quite encouraging.
Yeah, I bet. Is there anything else that you would want to say to people who I guess are a bit scared about the market right now? Maybe they have a property that they were thinking about putting on or have been discouraged. What do you think their possibility to sell is right now? Is it worse than before or better or maybe the same?
Right. For me, it's the same because we still have people interested in buying properties. So if you want to sell your property, it's kind of good time to do it now. Prices, unlike some people think, won't decrease much because there are still people looking to buy. There may be less properties on the market, less sales going through at the moment because people are waiting to see what's going to happen. But on general point of view, Chamonix is Chamonix, the Mont Blanc is still here. So situation won't change much.
You heard it here first on Globule Radio, The Outsiders Show. Chamonix is Chamonix, and you can engrave that in some Mont Blanc granite stone. We're living in a valley. Space is not going to increase, and it looks like prices are not going to go down. But at least we have each other.
And also, I think it's important to mention that even if you live in Chamonix and you think you can't buy here, don't be mistaken, because we can find solutions together, and we've managed to do it in the past and we will do it in the future as well, because there's some unexpected solutions to find. It's our magic trick. Now, sometimes we've been able to make two couples buying a land together, and then they've built two chalets on it, or semi-detached chalet, or two apartments in the same house. There's plenty of different ways and paths to explore.
Thanks, Magli, for coming on the show, and all the best for what comes next and your little angels in the Montessori school.
Thank you, Kerstin. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Your beach towel, make a cocktail and sip on The Outsiders. Take Me to the Beach special.
Thanks again to CHX Immobilier for letting me squat in their office while we do this episode. Not literally squatting though, that would be too much effort. In fact, this episode is all about minimizing effort and pretending that we're having a relaxing time at the beach. So let's get back to the tropical music. And when we come back from this mix, it's going to be our interview with Marie Morgan. And Monde Sans Hiver is the name of her podcast on Globule Radio, and she is actually at the beach. Well, she's on a sailboat, so even better. lucky.
The only pledge within 100 kilometers. The Take Me to the Beach special on Globule Radio, mixed by Kirsten McKenzie, aka DJ Kenzie.
To Global Radio, The Outsiders Show. Rima Lawyer, aka Marie Morgan, is now joining me on the radio. Her podcast is Non Sans Hiver, A World Without Winter. And it's on Global Radio today at 3 p.m., which suits me very well because I've been pretending to be at the beach all afternoon. So, how about we hear about what it's actually like to be living on a boat and visiting many, many beaches. And I suppose the quarantine situation must be crazy. Anyway, Rima, Miri, before you tell me about your podcast, where in the world are you?
Hello, Kirsten. Well, I am actually with my boyfriend, Vernon, aboard of the sailboat Chihelion in Raja Ampat, West Papua.
So good.
An archipel of Indonesia.
And how has COVID-19 affected your travel?
The COVID-19 changed a lot of things in the travel.
Mm-hmm.
First, we had to change the date of the departure to be sure to leave the Europe.
Yes, not ideal.
Here, we had different quarantines. The original plan of sailing is actually still in standby. And the more difficult thing is every region has its own rules and way to protect from COVID-19. And in Indonesia, we are still in lockdown until normally the 8th of June. And of course, it's more difficult to have contact with local people. And that was a bit the original goal of this adventure.
So I suppose that features in your podcast? No?
Yes, the first episodes are kind of special COVID-19 ones. When we started to have difficulties because of this crazy situation, I decided to tell the story before to start the real podcast, Un Monde Sans Hiver. The rest of the episodes will be more a kind of audio log about what I am feeling, thinking, what it is a life aboard a sailboat, but also try to have audio ambiences of the different places we will visit during our trip.
Is there room on the boat for me?
And yes, of course, we have a place for you, if you are not seasick. Not really a room, but we have two single beds at the back of the boat.
Thank you, Marie Morgan. Look forward to tuning in at 3 today. Safe travels for you and Vernon too.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Two very important last questions. How can we follow your trip on social media? And what kind of music do you listen to on the boat?
You can follow our adventures on the YouTube channel of Vernon Deck called Sailing Learning by Doing. And also see some pictures on my personal Instagram, Mary on the Top. And about the music, I am listening a lot of different kinds, and I try to save in a playlist all the albums I am actually missing when we are on the ocean, far from internet. But the last I remember to listen were Devendra Banhart, Nicolas Jarre, and also Roan.
Well, I don't have any of that, but I do have more tropical music, more beach vibes on Globule Radio. Thanks, Marie Morgan, in Mont Saint-Hiver, Vernon and his boat. If you do want to watch their YouTube output, their production, it's called Learning by Doing. You can search it there as well. Back to the jams. Thanks for tuning in today, everybody. I hope I've taken you to the beach. Can you take me? Can we go together? Who's driving? Or should I say, who's sailing?
Outsiders, Take Me to the Beach special with DJ Kenzie.
If you're loving these tunes, I'm going to put the mix up on my website, kirsteinmckenzie.com. Just click on the music tab. I will load the mix up there in full for you to enjoy. And of course, this podcast, this whole podcast goes on our website, globule.chamonix.radio. If you're not quite ready to leave the beach, then Marie Morgan's podcast, Une Monde Sans Hiver, is on at 3 p.m. today on Globule Radio, which of course will be full of beach vibes, because that's basically where she is, living on a goddamn sailboat. Wow, that's the place you'd want to be quarantined, huh? Or is it? And again, thanks to my guests on the show today, Magalie Breuil-Jones and Marie Morgan Rousselin.
roll out your beach towel, make a cocktail and sip on the Outsiders. Take me to the beach special.
Let me take you to the place where membership's a smiling face. Put shoulders with the stars. Where strangers take you by the hand and welcome you to Wonderland. From Emilia, Panama.
Chamonix Mont Blanc from Outsiders on the Inside.
Outsiders.
The English are gone, Bull.
Gone! Because I drove them out.